Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What is the best advice you've ever heard or received?
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
If you're a friend of everybody, you're an enemy to yourself.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions.
I didn't fail, I fell. And as long as I get up, I win.
If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Thank you very much.
Take four, four.
What you do frequently becomes your frequency. So if you want to know your life, look at your habits. That's what you do frequently, right? And they add up to a rhythm. That rhythm becomes a pattern. That pattern becomes your character. That character becomes your life. You're not going to be able to break out of it until you change something about who you are.
I love the mentality that I'm just beating my competitors silently, but they don't even know it. They're out partying. I'm out here getting ahead.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like, and this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
He's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond. You being in uncomfortable situations will bring the best out of you.
Don't make excuses. Some of the best athletes, or the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Hey. What is your deepest fear, young man?
Why do you keep saying that? What's your deepest fear? What that mean?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others. Sir, I just want to say thank you. You saved my life.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about? What do you want?
just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work.
That ain't you, bro. That ain't you.
So I sat there on that couch and I realized, man, I am a piece of shit. And even though the world helped me get here, my false reality helped me even more.
And it wasn't like someone came around and said, hey, man, you can do this. This is all me.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things.
If you even have this much savage in you, everything out there is for the taking. If you are willing to go out there and grind and work hard, you know, you got these people that don't want to go to work, they want to stay home, and these people that don't want to, stay home, man, and do your thing. Good luck to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over.
The worst prison in the world is having the talent and intelligence to achieve something great, but lacking the courage to go out and do it.
It doesn't matter about the past. It's today. What are we doing today? Or are we going to engage now? And once we engage, we commit. There's no half commitment. There's no quarter commitment. There's no three quarter. It's full commitment. Once we engage, it's every day we engage.
Set a time to train, train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I got up. I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time. I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this. I ate that. Don't drink that. I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly. Little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here.
I know what darkness looks like. I know what it feels like to be alone with no motivation, no drive, no passion. For the first 20 some years of my life, it was just darkness. But if you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no sh- and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
Here's the secret to my success. I stood up and did it again. I stood up and I did it again. And I did it again and I did it again all those many years ago. I did it when I was scared and I did it when I didn't want to and I did it when I was ill.
Say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
There are these scars we have. Make us who we are. We're not meant to go back and fix them. And there's nothing broken with you that needs to be fixed. Take it from an old guy who's made a lot of mistakes. Don't live your past. Live your life.
It's always you versus you. If you compete, if you're competing against other people, you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
To it! No matter the squalls. And when the time comes, you get the chance to really test the cut of your sails and show what you're made of.
While they're partying, you're working. While they're sleeping, you're working. While they're at the cinema eating junk food, you're at home healthy, eating organic food, developing your mindset. Why? Not because you're a freak, but because you realize that in order to get to the next level, you must be willing to sacrifice the necessities and the requirements to get to the next level.
You know what? Not today. maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
If you play it safe, you're gonna exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety.
Practice any art, music, singing, dancing, acting, drawing, painting, sculpture, poetry, fiction, essays, reportage, no matter how well or badly, not to get money and fame, but to experience becoming, to find out what's inside you, to make your soul grow.
If you're serious about change, just know you're gonna go through some uncomfortable situations. Stop trying to dodge the process, because in the long run, it's gonna make you better. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose, to accept defeat. To learn to die is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Yeah. You know, if I see something, I see an opportunity, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We only, you know, we're all going to die one day.
Yeah, it's true.
So we live like that. Live like you could die tomorrow. You know, go for it.
Can you read the quote once more?
Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before, you're not a winner until you win again.
Let's go.
And again. And again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
And if you really want to avoid all the critics in your life, then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. And you never get their attention. But if you are something, and you're doing something, and you become something, guess what? You get their attention. And that pisses them off, because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make them feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
You know, it's going to be a lot of people out there that don't like what you're doing. They're going to call you weird. They ain't going to understand it. They gonna hate on you, but as long as you like what you're doing, that's all that matters. Keep doing you.
I hear everything that the crowd is saying. I'm destroying everybody I step on the court.
Mamba, as he's known as, the killer black snake, has the killer look in his eyes right now.
Take his heart. If you hurt him, you'll take his heart. No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
I think the easiest thing in life is to give up. On whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for, the hardest thing is to keep going. But we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success. When we bring our success stories to this platform, that's enough motivation. When we bring our dedication and let it show.
It's all about mindset.
Yeah.
You have to change the dialogue within your head.
I can't do this. Yes, you can.
When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it. So I end you with this.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
They say the greatest achievement of somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they've hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly. Try something new. Is the faster you fail and learn, the faster you succeed. You actually learn to succeed by failing. If you want to increase your rate of success, you must double your rate of failure, because success lies on the far side of failure.
You know, I've been told I wasn't good enough since recruiting.
I remember all the recruiters' names that told me no. I remember all the Elite 11 guys that got chosen over me. Well, you can accept the fact that people are saying those guys are better than you, or you can just keep working. That's what I did. I knew I would be at this point. That's exactly what happened. So I remember all that stuff. I keep a mental log of it.
Why?
I think that's just who I am.
I can see it even on your face right now. Those slights.
Yeah.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
It wouldn't kill you to try. You know, spending a long time getting a life you would actually want is about a million times better than getting a quick turnaround time on a life that you'll forever be disappointed with. You know, playing it safe seems just fine until you get to the last moments of your life and realize all the potential that you threw away and can never get back. And I will never know from experience what that feels like, but the thought of that realization is haunting.
How old are you now?
I'm 57.
And if you were to go back in time and have a conversation with your 20-year-old self, when you were starting from zero, what's the best advice you would give to your younger self?
If a bird lands on the branch, does the bird trust the branch or does it trust its wings? And the clue, I've seen many birds land on branches, but what I've never seen is a branch break and a bird fall and die. Trust your wings.
Wow.
I think when it comes to desiring a life, looking at, okay, what is it that I want? You need to be very, very careful about what the process is in order to get the outcome that you want. Because if you want the outcome, but you're not prepared to live the life needed to get it, you're just asking for disappointment.
Yeah, well said.
I went from very average thinking person, like just average 19-year-old,
yeah,
to get in, I don't like reading. So I literally got on all these TED Talks and on YouTube, and I just started YouTubing videos about self-belief and what does it mean to be confident. And what does it mean to be a winner? How do you become a winner? And I would watch hours and hours of Tony Robbins and Les Brown and TED Talks. And I like taught myself how to believe in myself and how to think that I was greater than just this kid that was a dropout who never really had great grades, never really was the starter.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Never was the captain of a team, which is always kind of this average person. And overnight, I taught myself that I could be great and change myself.
If you make yourself more than just a man, then you become something else entirely.
Which is...
legend.
If there's potential inside of you, which you know it's there, but you're too scared to tell anyone else about it, and you go on and on, get older and older and older and older, and the windows of opportunity start to close, and you knew it could have been given birth to, but you never did it, I promise you, it will haunt you. It's a living nightmare, dude. That fact that you have the ability to do something, and you're too weak to turn the key and start the engine on it, is a greater disappointment and a greater burden to carry than any of this physical sweat equity or pain in the gym or sacrifice. All that is just nothing compared to a life where you're burdened by regret, guys.
What is your advice to overthinkers?
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. It's from a book called The Horse, The Boy, The Fox and The Mole. It's basically an illustration book, and it's these sort of like loosely drawn pictures all through the book. And one of my favourite quotes out of the whole book is a boy and a horse are in the woods. And the boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through." And the horse says, "Can you see your next step?" And the boy says, "Yeah." And the horse says, than just take that.
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
And now it's happening. You know what I mean? There's two things I've learned from these past 7 months. Number one is that hard work pays off. And number two is that dreams come true. And that's what's happening.
It's not easy. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
I think a lot of people that are hyper ambitious come from a shit environment.
And what is that connection?
I think it's probably wanting something better than you're experiencing and knowing that it's possible, that it's out there. And knowing the pain of living in the ghetto, or the pain of being on food stamps, the pain of poverty, you know, that's a scary thought for a child.
Yeah, that's motivating.
Yeah, it puts a kind of fire in you.
The only question is, how badly do you want it? And are you willing to pay the price? Because if you are, and you're willing to pay the price and work toward it, you can accomplish everything on that list, and sometimes far faster than you can possibly imagine. The question is, how badly do you want it?
You gotta go for it, guys. You gotta say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Well, that area is going to give you, you got to risk it, right? And the reward is huge. You guys got to risk it, man. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can. You just got to push past it. We listen to society and what the normality, the average people are saying, oh, that's too much. That's too much. Too much for them, man. Not too much for you. So go for it, man. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no fucking regrets. And that's a good life, man. You ain't got one life, why not go for it, right?
You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy, or?
Still to be happy about.
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Okay. My brain cannot process failure. It will not process failure.
I don't even see, I can't, my consciousness don't even elevate that thought. It's not my nature to allow that to happen.
Nothing's ever gonna be given to you. Everything's gonna be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not gonna get the results, but two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
People either survive in the jungle or exist in the zoo. Few recognize the significance.
Self-talk and visualization are the two keys to my success. I believed for that last time, 19 miles, I was indestructible. Because I took myself in that chair, crapping up my back, peeing blood down my leg, shin splints, stress fractures. I used all that for motivation versus negativity. I used it for motivation. I said to myself, who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are.
The Mamba mentality. What is that? What does that come from?
I mean, it's a lifestyle, really, and an understanding that every day you're trying to get better. And at the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day? That's the question, right? And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in 1 week, in 1 year, right? It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
Nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Right? Nobody knows what you are. Like, even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone. And people will help you. And when you get the ball rolling, people will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is going to believe. People come along because your belief is so insane, that your belief is so strong, that makes people be like, yo, this crazy.
There's definitely something about the pursuit of goals being more important than the achievement of them as well. That Ryan Long told me this story where he says, there's three men on a ladder, one at the bottom, one in the middle, and one at the top. Which one is best to be? He said, the one that's still climbing.
Take the biggest risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time. You can get so scared, and you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for. I want you to start to create this mindset of take.
Right.
They got too much fear. Courage is where it starts. Mm. Courage is where the shift starts.
Right, right.
Because the fear gonna be there.
Right.
But daily courage is how you activate yourself even when the fear comes.
Right.
Right. It's sometimes the fear of what's on that other side. Right. The fear of success and the fear of failure, it paralyzes people. It minimizes your vision. It stops your movement. It makes you think small as hell. It's your fear that's stopping you. Mm. Like, what's stopping you from writing a book right now?
Mm.
Insecurity? You don't think you're good enough? You don't think that's for you? Right? So when you talk about frequencies, the shift comes in saying that, you know, you have to be what you want to achieve already.
Yeah, I like it, man. What I like about it is I'm doing something I don't want to do. Every right. time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
Yes!
That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it.
I love that quote.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do to be the best.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Right? You wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. Now, it doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Right, you try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
But I want to tell you guys something to be mindful of. When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that are trying to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen.
5 or 6 years, I went every single day without missing a single day. I never got sick. I was in the water on Christmas, birthday, holidays, everything. It didn't matter. There was probably 100 days where I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the pool or stay in my bed and not get out. But those were the days where you have to get up and do something, because I think the greats do things when they don't always want to. That's really what separates the good from the great.
But then you get someone who has all the things, and that's how you get a Michael Jordan. You get someone who has physical talent, genetic gifts, the mind for it, discipline, consistent work ethic, and then you get greatness. But also mental illness. You need to be like Michael Jordan, with all due respect, is considered, you know, absolutely one of the greatest, if not the greatest basketball player of all time, but is kind of mentally ill. He's obsessed with winning to the point where he's an asshole. Like, he'll tell you, like, you just don't want to win enough. And he's right. He's right, but that, I've met people like that before. Like, they have to win at everything. They have to win at playing. They have to win. They're just winners. They just, like, they're obsessed with that goal of winning.
You should never ignore the way you feel, but don't you dare allow the way you feel to keep you from showing up. If you're overwhelmed, go to the gym overwhelmed and just try your best. If you're sad, cook a healthy dinner for yourself with tears rolling down your face. When life becomes too much, the last thing you need is to abandon yourself. I will never tell you to be distracted from what's going on with you. So please give yourself the courage to maintain the best version of yourself, even in the hardest moments.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
My hero. That's who I chase. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, "Who's your hero?" And I said, "I don't know. I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks." I come back 2 weeks later. This person comes up and says, "Who's your hero?" I said, "I thought about it. You know who it is?" I said, "It's me in 10 years. So I turned 25 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, "So are you a hero?" And I was like, "Not even close. No, no, no." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing."
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
I take inspiration from hard workers, people who chase a dream, and people who pay no attention to what other people are saying. People who set out to do something that has not been done before, regardless of what people say. That inspires me. People who put their head down and walk towards a dream with true self-belief in their abilities. I am inspired by that.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Listen to me, if you wake up in the morning and it kills you to get in the shower and put your clothes on, get in that car and drive to your job, you hate it so bad, get out. You are in the wrong place. You don't belong there. I'm telling you, you don't belong there. And you know it. You know you don't belong there. You're just scared to make that move. Is scary.
So how do you make the move? Do you put it at risk?
You walk out.
You walk out.
You walk out.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? And yet, somehow we expect things to change. We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything. But it isn't.
One time my mom said, "You need to get a job." I said, "I already have a job. I'm just not getting paid yet. And I'm working on my dream. That's my job. If I'm going to pay attention to my nightmare, I should be able to work on my dream. Well, one of them is going to take my energy. I would rather give my energy to my dream than my nightmare."
Everyone's like, "Oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that." Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. Be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now.
You can't become the best version of yourself unless you're willing to neglect who you are today. The bad habits, the bad friendships, bad relationships, the bad ideas, the bad mindset. Because if you want to get to the next level, it'll cost you. There is a price to success. It hurts.
I've wasted my life hanging out with a bunch of guys just like you. And they all go away at a certain point. So I'm having my own little, okay, well, what have I done with my life so far? So far, nothing. I'm seeing what it's like 5 years from now.
Yeah.
When you turn 30. When you're turn 30 and you're in this situation. And there was like one night where I'd stay up all night long. And rather than give myself excuses, I would look at everything that I'm f***ing up in my life or everything I'm not doing or whatever and just not give myself any f***ing excuses out. Just like nail it. And I would spend like all night laying out everything I'm doing that's wrong. And then I would spend the last 2 hours figuring out how I can change it. I decided to change my life.
It's called a life-changing day. The day you say enough.
Get up and go out. As long as you know what you want to do, you wake up every day grinding and just working toward that goal.
Reality is, the more risk you take, the luckier you get.
And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are going to be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are going to be like the last five, unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish, you can change your whole life.
And I get up there and had a cameraman up there. I asked a cameraman up there, I'm like, hey, I said, how did Goggins look? And he's like, well, he had his shirt off. And he was saying, they don't know me. He's like, they don't know me, son.
They don't know me, son.
Doing, saying all this stuff. I said, who was he saying that to? And he's like, there's nobody up here.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Kobe was something else. He was the guy, like I said, when we're in the club, that motherfucker's in the gym.
I'd rather go too far than not far enough. The only reward that you get from taking it easy is the fact that in the moment, it's easier. But if you want results, and then you basically just catch yourself slacking off and don't do anything about it, then it kind of sounds like you don't really want those results, you know?
I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was gonna be, which was nothing. This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. Yeah. I have God alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything. I was sick and tired of not facing the fact that I've allowed life to make me feel like a loser. Mm-hmm. That voice became haunting.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist.
Success is the only revenge.
It's not the best revenge. It's the only one. There's no other revenge.
If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something. Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. Ain't nobody going to hand you no championship. Ain't nobody going to hand you no title.
Listen to everything to the extreme. Work until your eyes burn. Sketch until your hands shake. Train until you collapse. Write until the words blur. Practice until fingers bleed and build.
Push the limits of your own mind daily, because the edge between insanity and greatness is where legends are born.
Nobody understands you, because how could they? If you spend your whole life trying to be like nobody else, work harder than the average person, care more than anybody else would, what makes you think they'll understand? What you're looking for is rare.
Ignore and outperform them. You see, while you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working. And you will lose and I will win.
My mom kicked me out of my house, to tell you the truth. It was hard. I had to grow up at a young age, and I had to be able to not really take care of myself. I had help, but I was on my own for the most part.
I wanted to be the guy that people looked at. I don't care if you like me or didn't like, I don't care. But said, this motherfucker's gonna keep coming after whatever the fuck is in front of him. I wanted that. I wanted that. I wanted that worse than anything in the world. I kept picturing me falling down and getting up, and every motherfucker called me I was dumb. I wanted to feel something besides defeat. I wanted to just go the distance.
The way I, your guys say, reinvent myself is just that I want to be up more than anybody on the planet want me to be down. And that's just what it's all about. Wanting to get the best out of yourself. Not competing with anyone else but you. And that's how we improve as a person. Improving ourselves.
I'm asking you to make a list of what you want. What kind of health do you want? What kind of skills do you want?
Three more rules I'll never break are: live your life with character, honor, and discipline. And if you live that way, I guarantee you, your goals and dreams will get accomplished.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. Don't listen to nobody, homie. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
Change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change. And in your situation, it sounds like, well, this is less painful.
100%. I think that's the basis of most change. Like, if you are angry, use it. If you are sad, use it. Because, like, what else are you going to do with it?
If nobody is there to pick you up, show yourself that you're there. When nobody understands you, give yourself even just a second of recognition that you understand your own mind. You may feel like nobody is there, but I promise you have yourself, and that is a lot. I'll never be a hero. I'm just an ordinary guy, and I've reached my damn limit!
Your limit? Who decides what your limit is? Instead of overthinking your setbacks, just focus on moving forward.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
Like, when you are locked in, and you are, you know, you're taking, and you're in a rhythm, right, and you're, every day you're knocking it down, you never miss a step, nope. Like, you go to bed feeling great, you wake up feeling inspired, and you go in the gym with energy, right?
The time and the commitment that you give to yourself, and to your body, and to your craft, and to your mind, those things will take care of yourself. And if it's meant for you to have, then it's meant for you to have. And if it's not, if you've done all those things leading up to it and it still didn't happen, you sleep better at night. You're okay with yourself because you gave your body, your mind, your soul, everything that you could ever ask for.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Patience. Patience is a skill we must master. Patience is one of the most valuable skills a human being must master. And I'm working hard to master it, and I feel I'm getting there. So time will show all of them. That's it. Right now, I'm focused on the belt. Focused. Positivity, good thoughts. And I'll say a prayer for those who try and curse me and try and bring harm to me with these type of things. And that's it.
Was fear of failure a motivator?
I never feared about my skills, you know, because I put in the work. Work ethic eliminates fear.
Yes.
You know, so if you put forth the work, then what are you fearing? You know what you're capable of doing, what you're not.
If I can instill one piece of advice into all human beings, it would simply be to believe in yourself beyond, you know, without a doubt. Believe in yourself and don't rely on anybody to believe in you. Don't rely on anybody to push you or make you better. Believe in yourself and only yourself, and allow that human being to make you a better person.
I think you know what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Deep down inside, I think everybody does. And a lot of people just don't go after it. Mm-hmm. You know, and like most people start out, they say, I want to be a this, but I'm going to get that to make sure I have something to fall back on. Yeah. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure because you're going, there's a possibility that I'm going to fall back. And when you put that out there, then you fall back. But if you just say, hey, this is what I want to do, and you go do it, you usually get your stuff the way you want it, man.
It's really up to you, the life you want to have. If you want a good life, then make good choices. You wake up in the morning with discipline saying, hey, I got to do the right thing. I got to work. What am I going to make? What's my choice going to be today? Do I make my life worthwhile, or do I just mess it up? We choose our joys and sorrows way before they happen. Keeping it simple. You know, you do bad things are going to come back to haunt you. You do good things are going to come back to reward you.
The last 6,000 years reads like this: opportunity mixed with difficulty. That's how it reads. It isn't going to change. The man says, well, if it isn't going to change, how will my life ever change? Answer, when you change. And whether I'm talking to high school kids or business executives, my message is always the same. And it goes like this. The only way it gets better for you is when you get better.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. Sean Puri says the cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich. 99% right and 100% wrong. They're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. My first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. As in, the first one, I spent time on it, it failed. Second one, this one will be different. Spent time on it, failed. And then the third one, this one, failed. And then 6 more after that. And it's painful as sh**, because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so. And they're right. Today. But not forever.
In order to do what you love, you gotta get through the obstacles of the things that you don't love.
In life, right, yes, as right? You're trying to come up, yeah.
Yeah, getting over those hurdles, and then eventually they lead you to the thing where you're like, okay,
yeah,
now I'm ready to pursue said thing that I want to do. Even if you hate your job, you're supposed to be using that job for something to get to something.
We are what we repeatedly do every day. Therefore, excellence that we're striving for every single day. We wake up early, striving for it, pushing for it, giving it all in our workout every single day, striving for excellence. We are what we repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence is not an accident, but a habit.
You are what you repeatedly do every day. So whatever you're doing, it's what you become. If excellence is something you're striving for, then it's not an accident. It's a habit.
But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it.
How can you beat someone who cannot f-ing quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized? How can you beat someone who looks back on all the tests that they've had and said, yeah, that wasn't shit, dude, bring it on, okay? As opposed to the person who's like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. And then 2 months, another thing happens. Oh my God, I can't believe this happened. It's gonna be the person who has a stoic mentality, who looks at it and says this, okay, all right, we'll get through it. And then the next thing happens. Well, won't do that again, but we'll get through it.
And then you had all your media naysayers. Oh, scoring champion, can't win an NBA title. Well, you know, you're not as good as Magic Johnson. You're not as good as Larry Bird. You're good, but you're not as good as those guys. You know, I had to listen to all this. And that put so much wool on that fire that it kept me each and every day trying to get better as a basketball player. Now, I'm not saying they were wrong. I may have looked at them from a different perspective, you know, but at the same time, as a basketball player, I'm trying to become the best that I can. You look for any kind of messages that people may say or do to get you motivated to play the game of basketball at the highest level, because that is when I feel like I excel at my best. I'd do anything to win.
You give them this message that it's okay to be a man.
It's not okay. It's necessary. What the hell are we going to do without men? You look around the city here, you see all these buildings go up. These men, they're doing impossible things. They're under the streets, working on the sewers. They're up on the power lines in the storms and the rain. They're keeping this impossible infrastructure functioning.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This thing that works in a miraculous manner, they work themselves to death.
We all live in a long world of limitations. Some people can see farther than others. So therefore, when people judge what I'm doing with their logic, it can't be done. Their reason says it can't or shouldn't be done. Their knowledge of history says it can't be done. So their reason, their knowledge, and their logic clashes with my superior belief. Therefore, the result is they don't believe. My thinking is so superior, and my knowledge is so positive, and my logic is so wise, until it clashes with their mentality, which is down here and I'm up there. So by me being so high, I can see more and see farther than you. And you're looking up at me saying, Ali, don't do it. Don't do it. Ali, please stop, make it hurt. But I'm at such a high level until I don't think like you. I'm not like you.
But you know why they say that. I mean, it's for the because best possible reason. So.
They fear and they are weary. It looks dangerous to them.
That's
but it's
right.
Not really that dangerous to me.
I will pass. You know what I mean? I'm no different than I was before. I just was committed and worked hard and earned it. And that's it. We are all equal, I feel. You know, it's the work you're willing to put in and the commitment you're willing to put in. And I was committed to this camp. And I'm happy and proud to represent my team and our work.
But next day, I'm very capable and I learn that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Life continue. Past is past, it never come again. The present, it's the best gift that we have in our life. The present. Because you know, you don't know that what's gonna happen tomorrow. You don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, you don't know. So leave the present. Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that, you understand? I learned by the years that pain, you're gonna have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work, constant work, constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's gonna happen in your life, you have to continue. This is the way I see the life.
Do you view this season as a failure?
Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal. Right, which is to get a promotion, you work towards a goal. It's not a failure, it's steps to success. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me. It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful, some days you're not. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, try to play better. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship.
If you're focused on the past, you're controlled by fear. If you're focused on the future, you're controlled by anxiety. If you focus on others, you're controlled by them. See, whatever you focus on owns you. If you focus on yourself, you're at peace.
So I had this conversation with this guy the other day, and he was making a lot of good points, it seemed. He was saying that you don't need to get up early in the morning. And that working out early in the morning isn't that big of a deal. And it's better to do it later in the day. And, you know, I said, well, what if I, something comes up and I miss the workout that day? And he's like, told me that it's not that, it's nothing major. You don't need to worry about it. And he cited some scientific sources and whatnot. The guy was making a lot of good points. And I was almost going to listen to him, but then I realized the guy that I was talking with was myself. And he was a liar. Don't let your weak voice run things. Step up, do what you got to do. Go get some out.
The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you f***ed up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. Whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. God damn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
Undisciplined people do dumb things. Disciplined people do smart things. Which are you? This is really, everything that we talk about is going to come down to how do you have the discipline to execute and do the things that you need to do your part? And one thing that everybody has to overcome to be able to do this is, am I going to do what I feel like doing, or am I going to choose to do the things I need to do to accomplish the goal and the vision that I have? This is a huge hurdle for everybody. Because how many times have you heard somebody say, I don't feel like doing that? Doesn't matter what you feel like. You got to make choices and decisions based on what you want to accomplish and what you want to do. You got to be committed to it, and it's got to be important to you if you're able to do that.
When Kobe Bryant passed away, his wife, Vanessa, was giving a speech, and she said that he was always playing through injuries, and everyone knew that, but no one really knew the reason. And she asked him in a private conversation, I believe, one night, like, why do you do it? And he said, it's because someone has saved up to watch me play.
Yeah.
And they might only ever be able to afford one time to watch me play.
Sure.
And I don't want to let them down.
Yeah.
And that's how he played through injury. It wasn't that he wanted the championship more, or that he wanted the ring more. It was that I want to be there for my fans who are showing up for me.
I'm the one. I'm the one. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. The people that are running after their dreams are the people that are hungry. And as you run towards your dream, I want to dedicate this to you that I love very much, that if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or gout, sickness, or pain, or body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
Steph Curry, and you see this guy, you know, shoot the ball from almost half court, chomping on the side of his thing, and he turns, he doesn't even look, he turns around and just waves because he knows it's in already, and there's swish and the crowd goes crazy, and people look at that and go, he's unbelievable, he's the greatest three-point shooter in history, there's no one like him. But what they don't pay attention to is that isn't like a little gift, right? He shoots 500 shots every single day, never less than that, 7 days a week.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
For more than 15 years, his 15-year professional career, he's been doing it since before he was in college. His dad really trained him. So think of that, 3,500 shots a week, 168,000 shots in a year, 2.52 million shots in his 15-year NBA career, so he can make 3,600 shots. Not even 0.1%. I tell people, you get rewarded in public for what you practice in private.
There is no shame to admit that you're afraid, because there is no courage without fear. And when I made peace with that, it changes everything in my life. And the way you counter fear, whether you're a fighter, an entrepreneur, or whatever, it's with the preparation. The more well you prepare, the more you will build up your confidence. And if you have confidence, remember, confidence is not the absence of fear. It's knowing that you have what you need in order to succeed. Confidence, whatever you do, it's the most important thing. One of the most important things. You need the skills, the preparation, and the confidence. Because if you don't have confidence, it's a little bit like, it's like someone who has a lot of money in his bank account, but no way of accessing it.
Right.
You can never reach your full potential.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you build confidence is through preparation. Mm. So I embrace fear. I know it's a normal thing. And if my opponent is like, you're afraid of me? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm afraid of you. But no matter what, I'm going to freaking walk the walk on Saturday night, and there's nothing you can do.
When I move forward, no is not an option. I keep marching. As a young kid, not having the ability to speak and express myself, but having a lot to say, for I was proud of myself. I was too small. I couldn't play the game the way they wanted me to play the game. Put me on a level playing field, and I'll show you. Winning look good. Legacies are built. Legacies are built to last. But what type of legacy are you building? What protects your legacy? Life is precious. Have fun. Enjoy. Let's uplift our kids. Be strong. Be motivated. Stand tall. This is what my mama taught me. Stand tall. Stick your chest out. Hold your head up.
If you don't take that last 5%, it's in will knock on somebody else's door, I guarantee you. There's only a certain window of opportunity for success. This is your opportunity of a lifetime. Take the 5%. Go the 5% distance. It's going to be scary as all hell. It will drive you to the ground. You'll fail a few times. You'll fall on your face. Get up. Keep getting up. Keep getting up. And if you don't, you have to be happy for the rest of your life. If you don't take the last 5%, you have to be happy the rest of your life knowing it went to somebody else's door and knocked on their door, and you could have been that guy. It's up to you.
The structure that you use to orient yourself in your life is dependent on your values. And you might say, well, if you don't value human life, let's say, above all, well, then you don't value yourself above all. You value something else above that. You're going to pay for that in one way or another. Now, you might say, well, that's a price that I think is worth paying, or I don't think that human beings should be put on the top. You know, that's your prerogative. But you pay for it. You will absolutely 100% pay in full for everything that you've done and for everything that you haven't done. I mean, how could it be otherwise?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to, reality isn't going to make itself manifest because of your whim? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and you know, you can think about that religiously or not. It's, there's no escaping from what is.
Right.
And a lot of times, someone would go through traumatic experience and they'd have bad feelings about it. They'd have regrets about it. They'd have things that they wish they would have done differently. You did some things that you regret. There's nothing wrong with that. People make mistakes. People, things don't turn out the way that they wanted them to. We made decisions and there was a bad result at the end of that decision. And instead of thinking, oh, I'm a terrible person, no, it's like, you made a mistake and that's okay and you got to move on.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.